Gee, what a nice guy. Imagine me thinking that he was a saddle thief. Actually, I'd never been convinced that he was a thief, not 100%. Okay, maybe my first impression had been... That is, he'd seemed a little slippery at first, but first impressions are often false and incorrect. Once we'd established a deeper relationship, well, it became obvious that this was a good, honest, hardworking man who was just trying to support his family. Great guy. And the fact that he gave candy to dogs, well, that didn't hurt his reputation at all. I mean, what kind of person gave candy to dogs? Only the best, brightest, and most sincere. And it really made me sad to know that he had that terrible heart condition. Or was it his kidneys? Something like that. Yes, we would all hope for a cure. Poor guy. And poor kids. Well, it had been a pretty exciting day with a few ups and downs, but everything had turned out just right. I couldn't wait to tell Drover about all the adventures he had missed. So I left the empty saddle shed and hiked up the hill and went straight to the tool shed. I poked my nose under the crawl space. Drover, are you in there?
Well, I'm not sure. Where's the saddle thief?
I couldn't help chuckling at his weird ideas. There was no saddle thief, just as I suspected. And if you'll come out, I'll tell you the whole story. There was a moment of silence.
Oh, maybe I'd better stay here in Madagascar.
Drover, please don't embarrass me. You're under the tool shed. There's no such place as Mascabatter. There was a moment of silence.
Well, it looks pretty real to me. Palm trees, the ocean. Oh, looky there, it's a ship, a big ship. You ought to come in and see it, Hank. It's nice.
Okay, I'll come look. But I must warn you, Drover, I don't believe any of this stuff. I began wiggling myself into the narrow crawl space. It was dark in there, very dark. It was also a very tight squeeze. And dusty. I crawled through the dusty darkness. The light from the entrance began to fade. At last, I reached my nincompoop assistant.